This is PCJ Radio International.
Radio Berlin International.
Ici Radio Canada. This is Canada.
This is Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland.
You're tuned to Swiss Radio International in Bern.
This is Free China as a presentation of the Voice of Free China, the international service of the Broadcasting Corporation of China.
This is Radio Havana, Cuba.
Broadcasting from Cuba, free territory in the Americas.
This is Radio South Africa.
This is Yugoslavia Radio Belgrade calling.
This is Israel broadcasting from Jerusalem.
This is Radio Kenyan of the Democratic People's Republic of Kenya.
This is the General Overseas Service of the BBC.
Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of the program. Coming up today, we're going to be paying tribute to the Ekala site in Sri Lanka. The Ekala site, which has been in operation for two-thirds of a century, finally signed off. We have a special look at the station from our own Jeff White. Also later on in the program, Dan Hensley will be here to take a look at what we can expect with propagation, and also some information on PCJ's own extended shortwave broadcasts to Europe and North America. Stay tuned, because this is going to be one fun show. This is Media Network Plus, the show that never rains and never pours. On May 31st, at 12:15 UTC, the Ekala shortwave relay station in Sri Lanka signed off for the very last time. The two frequencies that signed off were 6,005 kHz, which was a 10 kilowatt transmitter, and 11905 kHz, which was a 35 kilowatt transmitter. Now, people are wondering, well, if the station signed off, what happened to the broadcasts that were coming from Ekala? Well, they have been moved to the Trincomalee site from the SLBC. So those broadcasts will continue from Sri Lanka, but from a newer and more modern relay station. People that I have spoken to about the Ekala site who have visited the station say that this station is well known because many people who have been DXing and being SWLs for many years will remember stations like Radio Ceylon. But of course, the station has seen better days. Some of the transmitters are sitting in the transmitter hall collecting cobwebs because there are no more parts. Our own Jeff White now joins us for a look at this very special relay.
You have been tuned into the commercial service of the Ceylon Broadcasting Corporation. We were with you on 326 meters, 59.58 meters, and also on rediffusion. The programs of the English National Service can be heard on the frequencies you are tuned to right now at 5 o'clock. And we shall be back again at 6 o'clock this evening on 483.8 meters, 365 meters, 61.6 meters, and also on rediffusion. Till then, this is yours truly, Raj.
The beginning of the story of the SEAC radio station at Ekala goes way back to the year 1941, when preliminary work began on the construction of a shortwave station for the home service radio broadcasting station, Radio Colombo. The chosen location for this new transmitter station was some 10 miles north of Colombo City and about 5 miles from the deep waters of the nearby ocean. Then, when Lord Louis Mountbatten came into the picture during the latter part of the war in Asia, work on this new shortwave station was taken over, enlarged, and speeded up. The Ekala project, now under the auspices of SEAC, the Southeast Asia Command, became a matter of high priority. A nearby radio communication station, already in operation by the Royal Air Force, became a temporary interim location for the broadcast of programming from the studios of SEAC Radio at 191 Turret Road, Colombo, just opposite the town hall. The first on-air test from the RAF station at Ekala took place on October 11th, 1944, with the use of a 7.5 kilowatt RCA transmitter, model ET4750. The on-air slogan at this stage was United Nations Radio Kandy. The ace international radio monitor in Sri Lanka, the noted Victor Gunatilaka, informs us that the two radio stations, RAF Akala and SIAC Akala, were both established on the same large property, though these days a housing complex lies in between. According to the historians, the first transmitter and an antenna system taken from the Isle of Wight were sent out from England by boat. However, the ship with its cargo was torpedoed and sunk off the coast of Ceylon. A second transmitter and antenna system were sent out from England by ship a few months later, and these arrived safely in Colombo for installation at SIAC Akala. Another RCA transmitter, ET4750, at 7.5 kilowatts, and the Marconi SWB18 at 100 kilowatts were installed simultaneously in the new transmitter hall at SIAC Akala towards the end of the year 1945. And test broadcasts began in early 1946. Both transmitters were taken into service on May 1st, and the official opening ceremony was conducted 1 week later on May 8th, 1946. Soon afterwards, a second RCA unit, ET4750, at 7.5 kilowatts, was installed, and in addition, a 1-kilowatt RCA shortwave unit was installed, and we would conclude that this was the old original pre-war VPB from Velikada, modified and upgraded to 1 kilowatt. At this stage, four transmitters were on the air, three for international coverage and one for island-wide coverage. International programming was beamed towards India, the North Pacific, Burma, and Japan, and England. With the rapid onward progress of the war in Asia, Mountbatten transferred his SIAC headquarters from Kandy in Colombo in Ceylon to Singapore in Malaya, and the new SIAC radio station at Akala was taken over by the War Office in London, though there seemed to be very little change in the programming content. Around this time, the station was receiving some 8,000 letters a month from listeners around the world, and all were answered, usually with their rather plain, though these days highly prized, black text QSL card. The War Office in London ended its control of Radio SIAC Akala at the end of February 1949, at which time it would seem the station was closed for just a few weeks. However, at this stage, the BBC in London needed a temporary fill-in station due to the fact that they were in the process of constructing a huge new station at Tebrau on the Malay Peninsula, and they were transferring their operations from Jurong on Singapore Island to the new Malaya station. Thus it was that the BBC London took over the ex-SIAC station at Akala in Ceylon on April 1st, and this station began the broadcast of BBC programming beamed to Asia. At the end of the following year, 1950, the BBC transferred their programming relay from Akala to their new Far Eastern relay station at Tebrau in Malaysia, and they ended their temporary usage of the SIAC station in Sri Lanka.
Good evening, listeners. This is the national service of the Ceylon Broadcasting Corporation, broadcasting to listeners on 59.58 meters, 5024 kilohertz, 326 meters, 924 kilohertz, and 93.3 megahertz. The time now is 10 seconds past 5 p.m.
However, during all of these events, the radio scene in Ceylon was also changing, and Radio Ceylon inaugurated a new commercial service under the program management of Clifford Dodd, who had recently come in from Australia under the auspices of the Colombo Plan. This new commercial service was inaugurated on September 30th, 1950, shortly before the BBC left the scene. On the very next day, October 1, 1950, the Adventist Church began a program relay from the new Radio Ceylon. As the very first customer of this new commercial service on shortwave via the Akala radio station. Thus began a long-time association with Radio Ceylon, the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation that developed ultimately into the formation of the International Broadcasting Unit AWR Asia, Adventist World Radio in Asia. Among the legendary announcers in the commercial service on shortwave from Colombo, whose names and voices were so well known throughout Southern Asia and beyond, were, for example, Vernon Correa, Jimmy Barucha, Shirley Pereira, and Nihal Bharati. In fact, during the height of its success, it is stated that half of all shortwave radio receivers in India were tuned to the SLBC All Asia service. For several years, they operated a commercial office in Bombay in neighboring India. An especially designed QSL card was also available from this Bombay office. At 7:18 on the morning of Thursday, January 5th, 1967, Radio Ceylon, the Ceylon Broadcasting Corporation, transmigrated and officially became the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. On the technical side, the Voice of America constructed their own transmitter building adjacent to the SEAC installation, in which six transmitters were installed, two at 10 kilowatts, three at 35 kilowatts, and one at 100 kilowatts.
This is the Voice of America with the final morning sign-off from the transmitting station at Akala, Sri Lanka. VOA has been transmitting from this facility since 1953. Beginning tomorrow, VOA will expand its schedule from the new transmitting station at Iranavila, Sri Lanka. We salute all the Sri Lankan and American employees at the Akala station who during the past 46 years have helped VOA be heard.
Around the same time, another eight transmitters at 10 kilowatts, all Philips from Holland, were installed in the main SEAC building. Since that time, the Japanese installed two Kokusai shortwave transmitters at 300 kilowatts in a new adjoining building, and they replaced four of the ailing 10 kilowatt transmitters in the main SLBC transmitter hall. We should also mention that several other international radio broadcasting organizations have also utilized the relay services of SLBC Akala. For example, back in the 1940s, the live programming from All India Radio Delhi was relayed at times via the Akala shortwave station. Then, in the 1980s, the programming from Transworld Radio was carried over at least three different shortwave transmitters at Akala, a 10-kilowatt Philips, the 12.5-kilowatt standby transmitter, and a 35-kilowatt VOA transmitter. The programming of Family Radio and FIBA Radio were also heard from Akala, as were other well-known Christian programs. Back in the earlier years, Akala carried the broadcast of special sports programs from Radio Australia as an onward relay to the BBC London. Then in the 1980s, the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation made a gracious offer to Radio Moscow to act as a relay station on their behalf, though this offer was never implemented. The venerable 100-kilowatt Marconi transmitter that was inaugurated under SEAC back in 1945 was still on the air, it is reported, even just 10 years ago. According to some authorities, the official call sign for the Akala shortwave station in recent time was 4SN. Regarding the closure of the Akala shortwave station, we quote a recent email message from Victor Gunatilaka. He said, "This historic station, which began at Akala under the wartime Southeast Asia Command, Radio SEAC, is now on its last legs. Of the three VOA 35-kilowatt transmitters, only two are working, though the two NHK transmitters from Japan are both still in good condition. But spares are not available, and they are too expensive to repair and run. The old 10-kilowatt Philips transmitters are almost gone, and the old Marconi from the Radio SEAC days is rusty with cobwebs and gone forever. This old, historic, and venerable transmitter base at Akala on the island of Sri Lanka is silent forever, and a modern housing complex will take its place. Taking its place on the shortwave radio scene is the former shortwave relay station operated by Deutsche Welle at Trincomalee on the east coast of the island of Sri Lanka. All we can say is, Akala, you performed well. Thank you, and goodbye.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
That was our tribute to the Akala Relay Station in Sri Lanka. It was produced and presented by Jeff White. Now, I want to take a couple of moments to tell you about some of our own transmissions that we have coming up from PCJ Radio International. Listeners in Southeast and East Asia can hear us on Sundays between 13 and 14 hours UTC on 11835 kHz. That's 11835 kHz. Also, beginning this weekend, June 9th, I should mention that all these times are UTC, June 9th, we're going to have a test transmission to Europe on 5955 kHz. That's 5955 kHz between 13 and 14 hours UTC. Yes, it's the same program that is going to be targeting Southeast and East Asia, going out at the same time on 5955 kHz. We're using the relay station at Neumann, using a 100 kilowatt transmitter. Some of you probably know that frequency because it's an X Radio Netherlands frequency. Let's now move to listeners in North America, which also includes South America. We're going to be on the air June 10th, 2013, with a test transmission from midnight to 1 hour UTC on 9925 kilohertz. That's midnight to 1 hour UTC on 9925 kilohertz. Also from Neuen in Germany, using a 125 kilowatt transmitter. If you want information on these transmissions that we will have, check out our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and all the information you can find on our homepage. We will be issuing electronic QSL cards, which is being handled by our good friend Victor Gunatelica, and also paper QSL cards. But you have to tune into the programs to find out what the contact details are. So, good listening, and I hope that, well, I hope there is good listening. You are listening to Media Network Plus, coming to you from PCJ Radio International.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44-20-3286-1399. That's country code 44-20-3286-1399, and leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
And if you do call up our answer line, comments and questions will be possibly used on the program. So do get us a message right away. Now, with all these transmissions that are going to be happening this weekend, hopefully propagation will be good. That's hopefully, but you never know. Things can turn out for the worst, and hopefully they don't. But to find out what we can expect over the next 7 days, here's our own Dan Hensley.
Here's propagation for the week from June 8th to June 14th, 2013. A 10.7 centimeter flux of 110 from June 8th to June 11th, and June 12th, 105, June 13th, 110, June 14th, 115. The A index spikes at 10 on June 8th, down to 5 on June 9th and 10th. On June 11th, an A index of 8, up to 12 on June 12th, down to 8 one more time on June 13th, and on June 14th, an A index of 5. KP index starts out at 3 this week on June 8th, dropping down to 2 on June 9th and 10th. And then from June 11th to June 13th, a KP index of 3, back down to 2 on June 14th. Sunspots 757 and 61 through 64 are passing out of view this week, leaving only sunspot 1760 in view. 1762 has a beta gamma delta magnetic field that harbors energy for X-class solar flares. June 8th through June 9th will bring us solar wind flowing from two coronal holes on the sun's Earth-facing side of the disk. Back to you, Keith.
All right, thank you very much, Dan. And by the way, I'm going to hold you to your propagation predictions, because if we hear from listeners, oh, propagation was bad, but your guy said it was good, well, I'm going to come and track you down in Chicago. Anyway, before we end off, I just want to remind you again of the test transmissions that we have coming up June 9th and June 10th, which is Sundays for Europe and North America. You can go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com, and find the information on our homepage. And if you want to listen to this program again or catch past editions, I invite you to visit our website, because you don't just download the 30-minute edition of the program, but also the monthly 55-minute edition, and all of them are listed there. The URL is www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus, all one word. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus, all one word. And since you're going to be online checking out our website, I also want to invite you to check out our Facebook page for PCJ Radio. We have a lot of very interesting conversations that take place there. And during the test transmissions that are going out, which is actually quite extraordinary, the past couple of weeks I have been on Facebook the time that the programs have been going out, and we've had listeners sending in their reception reports instantaneously saying, oh, you just signed on? I heard the transmitter sign on. I hear this, I hear that, I hear the other. And many people are asking, is the program live? And I'll be honest with you, no, it isn't. It actually is pre-recorded. But that shouldn't put you off. Come and check it out anyway. Anyway, I should leave you right now. So on behalf of Dan Hensley and Paulette McQuarrie, who will be here next week, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well. Hope you have good DXing and good listening, and we'll see you in 7 days' time. 73 and 88 to the ladies.